This is Cruise Control.
Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les
Cruise
Jackson.
Control.
Everything you need to know about new and used cars.
Control.
Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air.
On the air.
Control.
Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Cruise Control.
Because you're on
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
And welcome to Cruise Control, everyone in the USA. It's summer. The Cruise Control van top has been lowered. Les Jackson at the wheel. Fred Staub over there, well, trying to grab the top before it drags behind us.
Yeah.
But yeah. You got to admit, you know, it's bright sunny.
Yeah, it is. And hey, we are live on this Memorial Day weekend, Les. And got a brand new show with a ton of information, some car reviews, a whole lot more. So we're going to start this hour with Audi possibly building an ultra-luxury brand, basically reviving an ultra-luxury brand from way back in the past. And we're going to say goodbye to the Audi TT model. That was an acquired taste, wasn't it?
Yes, I think that's a proper term, acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
And Consumer Reports, and this is no surprise to me, takes a hard stand against the latest version of Tesla's Autopilot.
They labeled it dangerous.
Well, yeah. I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
So we're going to talk about that. And what car and truck brands do you trust? We've got the rankings from a recent study.
Well, I still trust the Smedley La Tourette.
Excellent.
They haven't made those for a few years. Anyway, Cadillac has plans for some big news next week, and we have the info for you right now.
Yeah, so you can stay ahead of that. And talking tech, GM says it's time for teens to buckle up before they drive, and now they have some new technology to see that they do just that.
Yeah, big crisis. You know, over 10,000 people a year die in crashes just because they weren't belted in.
That's a waste. It really is.
It is terrible, terrible. But on the better side of things, you are going to do a review. That's right.
That's right. I've got an at-the-wheel review of the 2019 Volvo V60 T6 all-wheel drive inscription. And that's the review.
That's the review.
That's all when we get rolling on this edition.
Ran out of time.
Yeah, Rural Radio. Yes, that's right. We ran out of time. It was just too long to say. So, got a review of that great vehicle. The engine is both supercharged and turbocharged. We'll tell you how that works. And super luxurious on the inside. It had one of those very cool tablet-like displays, you know, where it's like an upright tablet in the car, and very nice, very luxurious, very calming. But we'll talk about that when we get rolling. And hey, don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can do that by going over to cruisecontrolradio.com. It's all there, all the links. Got all the social media going there, the podcast, etc. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. When we come back, we'll tell you about this luxurious Audi A8 that could blow your mind.
Cruise Control.
Well, hopefully you're driving your beefed up son of a guns around with the top down and enjoying some nice weather. Got a longer weekend, and that is nice. And we're glad you're spending some of the time with us. I'm Fred Staub. He's Les Jackson. We are talking cars on Cruise Control Radio, and you can check us out at cruisecontrolradio.com if you want to check out all our social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and all kinds of things like that. Instagram, podcast. You can do that over at cruisecontrolradio.com.
Right. Western Union.
Western Union, hand crank telephone. Yeah, it's all
yes.
There. Well, you know, we talk about sedans on this show and how people are not as excited about them as they are about SUVs and pickup trucks. Well, Audi is looking to make the A8, its flagship model, even more luxurious, less. including, I guess this will be on the Audi A8L platform, the extended platform.
Yeah, I would think so.
And there's some talk they may go back in time to a German luxury brand that was part of the Auto Union Group in the 1930s called Horsch, right?
That's right. Horsch was, they didn't sell them here, mm-hmm. but it was a big deal luxury brand for the very wealthy people, much like the Maybach.
Uh huh. Kind of the competitor to the Maybach.
Right.
And I'm
sure it had all of the really super luxury features that were available in the 30s, which today wouldn't be that impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, they certainly were.
And they were all part of the Auto Union, right? Audi, right. Horsch, DKW, and Wanderer?
And Wanderer. Again, these were not vehicles we saw in the U.S., although they did import DKWs in the late 50s for a couple years.
Wow. Probably not a super successful venture, I would imagine.
No, not at all.
Well, you know where a lot of this comes out of, the longer chassis and the super luxury, they're looking to sell these in China, probably.
Oh, absolutely. The Chinese love these big, extended length American luxury cars.
Yeah.
Oh, well, not American, but luxury cars.
Yeah. And they are, they definitely like the fold down desk in the back and the extended room in the back. So it could be. We will keep you up to date. It was announced at their annual general meeting about this. They did not use the brand name Horsch, but we will see if it comes back. Now, something that you or I could potentially buy is no longer going to be available. And that is the Audi TT. It's been on sale for 20 years. I thought this was a claustrophobic car.
I got one of these when they came out in 99, mm-hmm. to test.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that outside it was a pleasant shape.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit like a smooth VW Beetle.
Right.
But inside, I agree. They felt very claustrophobic. Plus, I hated some of the upholstery designs that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was like a catcher's mitt in a baseball. That was the interior.
What, it had leather ties and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, leather tie. Yeah, the whole thing was to simulate catcher's mitt and the stitching on baseballs. And I thought, what are you trying to do here?
Yeah, that was somebody's idea. And no one wanted to say, yeah, let's go in a different direction. But the current model will stay on sale to 2022. After that, no more. The Audi TT Coupe right now goes for $44,900, and the Roadster is $48,400. It's probably going to be replaced by something on Volkswagen's ID3 MEB platform, but there's no plans right now. So there's also talk that the R8 may not continue either. That is their mid-engine supercar.
Yeah. All these supercars, they're just not selling.
Yeah. So we'll have to see what happens there. But that's, now you're up to date on your Audi news, right?
Exactly. It seems rather expensive, by the way, considering the TT is, in fact, based on the VW Golf.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got plenty more to get to. We're going to talk about Consumer Reports taking a hard look at the latest version of Tesla's autopilot. They call it dangerous, and Cadillac's got big plans. So stay tuned. We'll tell you what those plans are when Cruise Control Radio returns. We'll be right back.
Cruise
Control.
Welcome back to Cruise Control. Les and Fred here. We're live. It's Memorial Day weekend. And for the moment, we're not going to talk about gas money.
No. What are you paying?
We will about electricity.
I paid $3 for gas the other day. $3 a gallon.
I paid $2.78 minus 20 cents for my Safeway supermarket discount.
Okay. Hey, it's good to take advantage of all those discounts, you know?
Well, sure.
Why not? Why don't leave money on the table, right?
Well, if you don't have to.
Yeah. You know, if someone's going to say, like, you pay 20 cents less a gallon than the next guy, go for it.
That's right. I just want 36 cents a gallon gas to come back.
I think that would be unanimous amongst our listenership. They would like that too. But let's talk about a vehicle that doesn't use gas and may not even use the steering wheel in the future, and that is the Tesla. A variety of Teslas. They rolled out an autopilot update, and Consumer Reports is riled up about it, Les, because they say it could be dangerous. This is for Tesla owners who purchased the enhanced autopilot or full self-driving capability. Now they have a new feature that will allow it to make lane changes without any input from the driver. And Consumer Reports says this is wrong and the wrong way to go.
Well, okay, let me ask a question here.
Mm-hmm.
Under what circumstances would you want your car to change the lanes on its own?
Probably never, unless it was like construction or a car that broke down in front of me. But
you'd be aware of them, and or if you want your car to go into aggressive driving mode or something.
Yeah,
but
I saw a guy on the road like that where we were in traffic, but it was moving. He was constantly changing lanes.
Yeah,
I always say, hey, look, he's getting in the fast lane, and now there he is. He's right next to us, you know. Where certain people drive that way, they will move from lane to lane to lane in traffic. I don't, because there's no sense in adding any risk to your driving by changing lanes if you're not going to get anywhere faster, right?
Well, it's exactly. And that's been tested, by the way, in a number of quite a large number of tests. And invariably, no matter what you do, you end up at the destination within a minute or so of everyone else.
Hmm. Now, Consumer Reports tested this lane change, auto lane change thing, and they found, quoting them now, it said they lagged far behind a human driver's skill set.
Hmm.
The autonomous feature cut off cars without leaving enough space and passed other cars in ways that violate state laws. Yes, it is the aggressive driver mode.
Yeah, well... So when you get a ticket, do you just give the ticket to Tesla?
I don't know.
Well, I just think this is typical what I always describe as gadgetry that really has no useful purpose.
Yeah. I think he's pushing the envelope, and I don't think the technology is there yet. That's what I think.
Well, it's not there yet, and we know it's not there yet. But to add this for people, what you know, all that does is lull you into a false sense of security while you're driving. You're not even driving; you're just kind of watching.
Right. You've seen the pictures of people sleeping in Teslas on autopilot.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to do that, and there's no way to stop it, you know?
Yeah, well, this is going to end up very badly. I can already just read foresee the newspaper stories about, you know, a Tesla changing lanes and going under a truck.
Yeah. Yeah, that type of thing. Or creating a major crash of some kind. Yeah. We'll have to see what happens, yeah, well, if they bring an update out or if they roll
right.
this back.
There's, one rather cute statement from Tesla that I love. It says they've logged over 9 million lane changes, mostly without issue.
You just don't want to be that guy that, is the outlier, right?
That's right. I'm not buying it until you say 9 million changes with no issue.
Yeah, mostly without issue, except for that small fire.
Well, I've operated on 1,000 hearts, mostly successfully.
Oh, well, on to our next story, which kind of dovetails in with this. Who do you trust, Les Jackson, when it comes to car manufacturing?
Uh-huh. Well, I know who I don't trust.
Oh. Well, this was from the AMCI Global Trusted Automobile Brand Study. And they wanted to find out who trusted who, right? What were the most trusted brands? Believe it or not, you'll never guess. With a score of 51 out of 100 points, the most trusted luxury brand? Alfa Romeo.
I don't quite understand that. I mean, I love Alfas, but they have a reputation for less reliability than most other brands.
Hmm.
So what are they defining as trust?
Well, that's, I guess, competency, integrity, and empathy. That's the pillars of trust, they say.
Okay, well, maybe that's possible.
The study found most of the luxury brands had some good improvement from last year when they relied on tactics that erode trust to stimulate sales. When they relied less on tactics to erode trust to stimulate sales. Tesla, BMW, and Infiniti were the only luxury brands that received lower ratings in 2019.
I'm surprised about Infiniti, frankly.
Tesla's lower rating is evidence of the pressure consumers often experience when an automaker pushes volume over customer service.
I just want to pat ourselves on the back because we predicted this.
Mm-hmm. And Honda ranked highest among mass market brands because of its concern shown for customers during the Takata airbag recall. This is according to AMCI, the people that did this trust.
Wouldn't you say that looking at the long term, let's say the last 30 years, wouldn't you say that Honda is probably the most trusted brand?
It's pretty trusted. They're having a big recall now, which we're going to get into in a little bit, and they're extending warranty on when the engines had that oil gas and the oil problem. Those are two good moves. You're acknowledging a problem and coming up with a way of dealing with it. I think there's certainly loyalty to that brand. People, the people that buy them are loyal, just like they're loyal to Subaru too.
Sure.
Yeah. Hyundai and Mazda each recognize their influence that trust has over consumer behavior as well. They improved. Hyundai's assurance program pushed the brand to fifth place, while Mazda's softer interactions made it most improved, the most improved brand in the overall industry. I guess that's that guy. That talks that way on their ads, the relaxed talking guy. So I guess with this study, like those commercials where the guy screams, probably, where come in, deals, get in now.
Yes.
That would be low on the trust. The three pillars of trust of competency, integrity, and empathy would not be there. So
that's right.
Hey, we'll be there, though, after the break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little tech and talk about Cadillac's big plans. Lots of new models. We'll have that when we come back on Cruise Control Radio with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Keep it tuned.
Cruise
Control.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Cruise Control. We ought to talk about something that is reliable and isn't going to steer itself into some oncoming traffic.
Okay. All right. How about the new Cadillac V-Series? How does that sound?
I was going to suggest that very thing.
You know, big changes going on at Cadillac. You got the CT5, the CT4, but now you're going to have the CT5V and the CT4V that are going to be revealed on May 30th. That's pretty wild, right?
That's 5 days from now.
Mm-hmm. And Cadillac isn't revealing a lot about this, but we know a few things from automotive news. The CT5V is rumored to use a detuned version of the 4.2-liter twin-turbo Blackhawk V8 found in the CT6V. In that CT6V, it produces 550 horsepower and 627 pound-feet of torque, and that flows through a 10-speed automatic. Won't that be a little hot rod, huh?
That's detuned?
Well, no, that's the numbers they get in the CT6. I guess they figure right, the okay. CT5 is smaller. I would say, why detune it?
But still, you're looking at...
probably it's at least 500.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fast.
Yeah. And here's a generic quote from Mark Royce. From the beginning, Cadillac's V-Series represented the ultimate expression of our design, technology, and performance. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So, of course, the CTS-V, one of my very favorite cars. I like the CTS-V Coupe. I had one. It was one of the to drive. It was one of the coolest interiors. This thing looked like a stealth fighter on the outside with some kind of... Vintage, airplane style interior on the inside. It was like a tan leather, suede leather with that crosshatch upholstery. I thought it looked cool, like cool beans, you know. And it had a supercharged engine, I remember. This new one, if it gets the Blackhawk, of course, that twin turbo Blackhawk, this is what they call the Hot V. The turbochargers are right in the V, and it makes a compact package, right?
Yeah, it's great. Very interesting engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are, you know, every bit performance cars.
Yeah, they are. And do you think this Blackhawk V8 is also going to find its way into one version of the Corvette, the C8 Corvette? Everyone's saying that.
Well, considering the Cadillac V series have always gotten their engines from Corvette,
mm-hmm.
makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Only 4.2 liters, but outputting 550 horsepower. Pretty exciting.
Yep.
It's pretty exciting for sure.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah. So we'll be talking more about that in the future on Cruise Control Radio for sure. Coming up here, how about we talk a little bit of tech, Les, huh?
Well, let's do that.
Talking tech, this has to do with safety. Chevy has added a buckle-to-drive feature to enhance teen safety. It has Chevy has teen driver software, which made its debut, will make its debut in the 2020 Chevy Traverse. When the teen driver mode is acted, the buckle to drive prevents drivers from shifting into gear without their seatbelt buckled, GM said in a statement this week. According to a 2017 report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 59% of high school students reported wearing seatbelts while riding as passengers.
Hmm.
Only 59%. That's crazy.
That's very bad. The overall seatbelt usage... around the country is 81%, which is
weird.
At least sort of reasonable, but But when 41% of teens aren't buckling their seatbelts when they're riding, I mean, when's the last time you didn't buckle a seatbelt when you were a passenger?
Yeah, the only time I don't buckle a seatbelt if I'm moving a car around in the driveway or something.
Right,
like that.
Same here.
So, but with this software, I would have to if it was in teen driving mode. But I don't think I would leave it in teen driving mode. But
well, I would just to make myself feel younger.
Okay. What this can also do, this software, it can set audio volume limits, speed warnings, and limits, other limits, along with sending a report card that gives parents data on teens' actions while driving.
I'm all for that.
It's pretty good.
It's very good. And I think most parents would want such a feature.
Yeah. So that's coming from Chevy in 2020. Interesting news for sure about that. Les, we should do our deal of the week because there are a lot of deals out there. And, you know, you don't want to miss out on them, do you?
Well, that's right, especially this time of year because, you know, Memorial Day, big holidays are always deals, either local dealers or the factories in general.
Right.
And a lot of truck deals.
Yeah, a lot of truck deals this weekend. If you're going out, I think a lot of people might go out on this weekend and look at vehicles. What do you think?
I think so. I certainly would if I were looking for a new vehicle.
Yeah. Now there is a kind of a big competition going on between Ram and Chevy, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, especially Chevy, but Ford is getting worried too.
Yeah. Ram is moving up, and this week this will be our deal of the week. 0% financing is found on many major models. And according to Cars Direct, you can find a deal on just about every full-size pickup on the market. 0% financing, that is a nice deal.
It is. Now, I don't like the 72-month 0% because... granted, you're not going to be upside down in the loan. Well, you still could be, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because 72 months, that's 6 years.
Yeah, it's pretty old by that time, isn't it? By the time it's done.
Yeah, so I would take a lesser, maybe 48 months.
I think the deal only may be on 72 months, though. And that
I don't know. I would think it's in their best interest to shorten the loan.
Well, that's true. Toyota is offering a 0% financing for 60 months on 2019 Tundras. And if you want to be even faster in paying it off, the Nissan Frontier, perhaps the oldest designed vehicle in the fleet, right, can be had for 0% financing for 36 months. Still a popular vehicle, the Frontier.
Yep, and they have a $500 Memorial Day cash bonus.
Well, the deals on the full-size pickups, back to the 72-month, are on the 2019 F-150 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra. Ram is offering interest-free financing for 72 months for the 2019 Ram 1500. If you're going over the Ford, the Raptor isn't eligible for this. And only specific Silverado and Sierra models are eligible. They have to be crew cab and the 1LT or RST trims. And for the Sierra, it's the double and crew cabs are both eligible. But Denali and AT4 versions are not. So, good thing is, before you go out this weekend, make sure you check everywhere you can. Kelley Blue Book is a great source. Can go there. This other site, Cars Direct. You go there. You check out all the deals. The manufacturer sites, really research it because you want to take advantage of anything you can that's out there, right?
Well, exactly. And it's, you just Google, you know, deals on whatever models you're interested in, and, and you'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense. Also makes sense to head over to cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there. Been getting a lot of likes over at the Facebook page. So come on over and join the crew. Go to cruisecontrolradio.com. You can get to all the links there. When we come back, I'm going to have a review of the 2019 Volvo V60 T6 all-wheel drive Inscription, which was a great vehicle. I'll tell you about that. A lot of tech, a supercharged and turbocharged engine. So that will be a lot of fun. So keep it tuned to Cruise Control Radio with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We will be right back after the break. So keep your seatbelt buckled, because that's always a good idea. And keep your foot in it, because that's a good idea, too. We'll be right back.
Absolutely. Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you are along for the ride. Got an after-wheel review, Les. This vehicle, the name of it... it takes long enough to just kind of fill up the whole review. But this is the 2019 Volvo V60 T6 all-wheel drive Inscription. Let me break that down for you. The V6 is their wagon. Yes, I said wagon. They make other vehicles around the V6, but this is the wagon version, which we like. It's called an estate across the pond.
Love them.
All new design. The T6 refers to the engine, which is a 2-liter supercharged and turbocharged direct injection engine, 316 horsepower out of a 2-liter four-cylinder at 5,700 RPM, 295 pound-feet of torque at 2,200 RPM. It's all-wheel drive, hence the all-wheel drive. And then the Inscription is the model. That is the top-of-the-range model, because they have the Momentum, the R design, and then the top-of-the-line Inscription. Just so you know, they have a T5 engine also that puts out about 250 horsepower, but this one had the T6 with the turbo and supercharger. Let me talk a little bit about that engine, because typically you don't see both of those technologies on the same engine. It's either or, right?
That's right. Yep. And each has its own advantage.
Well, here's how, in a nutshell, how this engine works. From idle all the way up to 1600 to 3500, both work. So the turbo is building up, it's building up boost, and the supercharger is building boost as well. When it reaches 3500, the drive for the supercharger declutches, and I guess somehow a flapper comes in and routes all of the boost to the turbocharger, which is intercooled as well, of course. And then it's all turbo beyond 3,500 RPM. The idea here is, because a supercharger is mechanically driven by a belt, that there's no lag, and the idea is you get the turbo up to speed using the supercharger, you don't get any turbo lag, and then where a supercharger would become less efficient, where, you know, there's parasitic drag on the engine, you just declutch the belt, and that parasitic drag goes away, and even the air drag coming through the now still supercharger is routed away, and you have a turbocharged engine. It's pretty trick, and a lot of horsepower out of a 2-liter four-cylinder, right?
Absolutely. How does it, do you get any vibration?
None. It's completely in the background. You wouldn't know all that's going on there at all. This is, as I said, brand new vehicle for 2019. It's built on the SPA platform, which stands for Scalable Product Architecture. And I found it to be one of the most relaxing cars I've ever driven. just super quiet inside, beautiful interior, leather, white leather interior with a denim blue metallic paint on the outside. The first thing you notice when you look at the dash is the 12.3-inch digital driver display. It is in an upright tablet form. Great graphics on there. When you go to start the engine, you have to twist a little knob on the console. So you have to get used to that a little bit, but it didn't take long to get used to that. There is an incredible sound system. There is a smartphone integration with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, of course. And you get Sensus Navigation Pro with roadside information. Road sign information, I said, which is great. So if you have a stop sign or a speed sign, it pops up right there on that that big 12.3-inch display. Volvo On Call, which is sort of their OnStar. That's a 4-year complimentary subscription, which is quite generous, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the base on this car is $43,400. And then the inscription, which is the top of the range trim, brings in a whole host of things. That's a $6,000 option. Bright chrome bars in the front grille with chrome window trim. By the way, they call these lights that it has the Hammer of Thor style lights. that's what they call them. LED front fog lights with cornering. 18-inch inscription alloy wheels, the leather upholstery, which was wonderful, just beautiful, high-end stuff, a 4-zone automatic climate control and cooled glove box, in case you want to live in there, a tailored dashboard, By the way, the interior in this thing, the wood and the white leather and that, it was totally like being in a high-end Swedish furniture store. And I'm not talking about the one where you have to bring your own screwdriver and assemble it. They even have little Swedish flag tabs on the seats, which was kind of fun, I thought. Upholstered color-matching leather key fob. Of course, that's always important to have that. Blind spot information with cross-traffic alert and auto brake. Keyless entry with hands-free tailgate opening. This is all still part of the inscription package. The Sensus Navigation Pro and the 600-watt Harman Kardon premium sound with 14 speakers. Now, we popped for a few more things on top of that. The luxury seat package with ventilated Napa leather upholstery. This was gorgeous stuff. Backrest massage for front seats and power adjustable side support for the front seats. That was another $2,200. The advanced package, which included the headlight high pressure cleaning system, graphical head-up display, pilot assist with semi-autonomous drive system and adaptive cruise control, 360-degree surround view camera, and full LED headlights with active bending lights, which were pretty neat at night, I have to say. There's a lot of twisties around. The heated rear seats and heated steering wheel, $750 for that. Metallic paint was a $645 charge. This had the 4C active suspension with different ride modes, and it really made a difference. There was an eco mode, there was a comfort mode, and then there was a sport mode. Very cool neural knob on the console that would allow you to adjust this. It analyzes all the driving specs 500 times a second less. So it is keeping your car comfortable and under control. So that Harman Kardon system wasn't enough, so we went for the Bowers & Wilkins premium sound. You get kind of a bullet speaker right in the center of the dash. When you come in, that's kind of a visual thing that you pick up right away. We also got the 19-inch inscription alloy wheels, destination charge, which apparently is the same for every vehicle, $995. So total suggested price on this, $61,490.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, with all of that technology, that little four-cylinder engine going through the eight-speed box gave 31 on the highway, 21 in the city, 25 combined. The neat thing about this, though, is that it is a wagon, estate wagon-style deal, and I love that. And
oh, I do, too.
Very elegant car. That is the Volvo V60 T6 all-wheel drive inscription. Hey, we appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio. Check us out on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Time for me to say, I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We'll see you down the road.
Bye.